Extra News time is 9:09. What's up, guys? Glad you're along. All right. This is interesting, guys. We're getting started this new show that we don't have a name for yet. We don't have a name for it yet. And what's interesting is that we... I came up with this in the middle of the night. I talked about this yesterday, and I want to know you guys' thoughts. You can text the new text line, 435-261-4540. I'm Dale Desmond, on the new host here on St. George Morning News, and in studio from Utah Tech. We've got Nikki Hope. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you,
Dale? Good. You said you can't hear anything in your headphones?
I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Try underneath. There's a little dial you can tune around, or you can grab these other headphones right over here. Try those, and you'll be good to go. So the other night, Nikki, I don't even think I've talked to you about this. That's a long stretch for those headphones. When I woke up in the middle of the, do those work? You want to switch? We'll switch over there. Hold on.
What am I supposed to hear?
Can you hear? Nope. Can you hear me? Nothing.
No, I can't hear nothing.
Okay. You can't hear anything.
Not a
joke. All right. Well, so we're going to talk a little bit here in a few minutes, Nikki, about the teddy bear toss.
Yes.
At the Utah Tech men's basketball game. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But okay. The other night I woke up and I've been thinking about a new name for the show, for this 9 to 10 o'clock hour talk show. And by the way, McCray Hepler is going to be on a little later this hour to talk about his, you know, what's coming up in his Wednesday video that he puts out. I came up with this idea for the new talk show called Southern U-Talk. Southern U-Talk.
Southern U-Talk. That.
This is the first time Nikki and I are very good friends, and we talk a lot, but, and then we also don't talk for days on end.
Right. Like this morning, there was some information that I was not given, and so I called him out on it.
Me?
Yeah, I called you out on it. Like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you text me?
Okay.
That's
big
information.
Yeah,
and
well,
you withheld that.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
If you were tuning into Southern U-Talk, maybe you would have had it. All right, Nick, let's jump to it. Let's talk about this, the Utah Tech men's basketball game on Saturday, playing Justice University or University of Justice or College?
Justice, yeah.
Justice what? Are they
Justice
at college?
University. They are. They're actually.
They're out of Gilbert. I did some checking on them, but.
So there is a conference called the NCCAA, the National Christian Collegiate Athletic Association.
Okay, yeah.
Which my daughter actually plays softball in that conference at a small university out of Southern California.
Yep.
So Justice is one of those schools. And so they're coming here on Saturday to take on Utah Tech men's basketball.
Now, we have a very cool event that's going to happen. Is it halftime? Is that what's going to go down? When does it happen actually during the game?
Yes, it happens at halftime.
Halftime.
Yeah.
So it's called the Teddy Bear Toss. Let's talk about it.
So the Teddy Bear Toss, I believe this is the third year that they've done it. You bring in a teddy bear, or you bring in a toy, a brand new toy, in exchange for a teddy bear. The reason is because we throw these onto the court at halftime and you can't throw a toy. But so if you bring in a toy, we can exchange that for a teddy bear, or you can bring in your own teddy bear. At halftime, music's playing. We've got the PA system. Somebody's, you know, telling you what's going on.
Yep.
Everybody at the same time just starts chucking their teddy bears onto the court. And the kids love it. The fans love it. We love it, because then those bears are taken to an organization that then hands it out to kids.
Yeah. So you just bring the bear. I wonder, and maybe this is something you guys should think about. Maybe it's too late to get. What if somebody, they don't have bears, if they forget, could you buy a bear? If you guys have like a big bin of teddy bears.
Yeah, we'll have bears. That way no one feels left out.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, no, Kevin, but you may not throw a bear.
But what I'm saying is you could say, you know, for, is there, you know, if you just throw it, it's not like chuck the puck at a hockey game. If you get it in the middle, you win, I don't know, free popcorn or anything.
No, just everyone literally just throwing the, you know, the hat. You,
out into the
you
court.
Bring up hockey, the hat trick, whenever the hat trick happens.
Oh, yeah.
Tosses their hats onto the ice.
Right.
Same idea.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun if you have a garbage can full of teddy bears.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. Then then people go out there.
Yep.
And they fill up the garbage cans or the trash cans, whatever they have out there, and then they take it and they make this big donation.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is if you guys had them, then you could go. You could, hey, for $10. you could buy this teddy bear, throw it out on the court, then they get a court, then they get a teddy bear, and you donate that money.
It tis the season of giving.
I'm
okay, we're not taking money.
But you, I'm saying that you take money and you donate it to...
Let's say nobody brings their teddy bear.
We
can create a QR code real quick if somebody wants to donate $10. I like that idea. We could do that.
We could make that happen. And who's it going to again? The donations are going to... Is it just all the different...
It goes to Bridgeway Integrated Health Services, which work with children who suffer from things like autism or neurodivergence, things like that. So these teddy bears are there to comfort them.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, in the past years, have you tracked how many teddy bears you've gotten over the past year? I know you. I mean, you're relatively new at the university.
Yeah.
I'm curious if there's been like, okay, we collected 100 bears the first year. We were at 250 the next year. We want to be at 700. I don't know. I just wonder, is there a goal? Do you guys have a goal of, I mean, it would be great if we had a goal that we, that way we could really pump this up. Go, guys, we want 700, I don't know, 300 bears at the game on Saturday.
I would love 300 bears.
Okay.
I would love for everyone in that arena to be able to toss a bear onto the court. Now it is, you know, a December 13th game. It's a Saturday. Students are leaving, you know, for Christmas break. Mm-hmm. So I would love to get it filled so we could toss more bears and then donate those to Integrated Behavioral Health.
I like it. Doesn't have to be bears. It can be...
So if you bring a toy, let's say you bring like a Spider-Man or a little Batmobile. I don't know. What are kids playing with? Nerf rifles? I don't know. Whatever they have. My kids are teenagers.
I got a stick.
You got a bear. That's, right?
Don't bring a stick to the game. Please don't bring a stick.
We'll exchange the toy for a bear and the toys get donated as
well. Okay. Yeah. I like it.
It's a good thing. Everyone loves it. The school loves it. You know, the teams love it. It's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
'Tis the season of giving.
I think it'd be kind of fun if there was like an award for the biggest bear that somebody brought, you know, if they, you get one of those ones you get at the carnival.
You know, I'm going to put together a strategic marketing plan for next year's Toss the Bear because you've given me some great ideas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're just brainstorming here.
We're going to make more money.
We are spitballing here.
This is Southern Utah.
Yeah.
we're going to make more money next year and we're going to have a Who Has the Biggest Bear contest.
I like it.
I like that.
All right. You don't have to give me credit
I always, when high school kids are asking girls to dances, the boys ask the girls.
Yeah, it's a promposal.
They do those promposals.
Yeah.
There used to be a show on MTV about prom proposals.
Stop
or whatever.
It.
No, there was.
And it was bigger and who could get the biggest and craziest.
I told my kids, I said, if I ever came home and there was a 7-foot bear on our porch asking you to a prom, I'm burning the bear. Like, we are not playing. Like, where do you put that?
Yeah, it's
where
true.
Do you put that bear? It's you know, true. Costco
seven,
has
seven
those
feet.
Bears.
They do.
Costco has
that's,
those.
But that's a piece of furniture, though.
Right.
That's, I mean,
yeah, it replaces the ottoman, I guess.
It could replace my bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, a 7-foot bear, I would sleep on that thing. I mean, it would be like, I guess you could, you know, take all the stuffing out and put it on the floor like a bearskin rug.
Or it could be a Halloween costume.
Oh!
You could put it on.
And... Now we're talking. Yeah. I want to see the biggest bear we can get out on the court.
Okay, so if anyone's listening right now.
Okay, you get them a free popcorn? Can we get them if the biggest bear gets a free popcorn?
I will buy that person the popcorn.
Bam.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, kids.
I will.
If you have any questions for Nikki, for me, anything going on out there, if you're something you want to think about, our new text line is 435-261-4540. 435-261-4540. We got a text that says, how about... Talk Dixie with Dale Desmond. I had one yesterday. Somebody said Red Rock Talk, which I don't hate.
Oh.
I just feel like
there's so many Red Rocks.
There's so many Red Rocks. And
literally out the window, there's a Red Rock.
That's true. But there's also a Red Rock. There's a media company called Red Rock. I'm just saying that might get a touch confusing. I don't hate it.
If you were a coffee drinker, now
yeah.
I do dabble in my own writing. Okay,
hey,
I do have a small little, not to give myself
your
a shout
vice,
out,
yeah,
but I have a little advice column,
okay.
And it's called Espresso Yourself. But I drink coffee.
Espresso yourself.
Espresso.
Yeah, but
coffee.
If you leave the O off,
it's not the same. I drink coffee.
All right.
Lots of it.
You're okay.
Lots of it.
Express yourself.
So, yeah, instead of express yourself, espresso yourself. Yeah.
All right. That sounds like just getting caffeinated. Did you just steal that? Okay, you didn't steal that.
No, I did not. I actually have a lot of stuff in my back pocket.
She's Nikki Hope from Utah Tech University with the, is it Peak?
Athletics.
From Utah Tech Athletics. Okay.
Corporate partnership.
Coming up Saturday, there's the teddy bear toss. We've been talking about that. I want to pivot a little bit, Nick, because you have an interest in this. Phillip Rivers, quarterback Phillip Rivers. You're a big fan of the now L.A. Chargers. He was a member. Was he ever a member of the L.A. Chargers? He was a member of always the San Diego Chargers. Phillip Rivers is coming back.
I prefer not to say L.A.
Okay.
To me, they'll
You're still
the Chargers.
Okay.
You know, they left San Diego and
and died.
And
you,
we never accepted the name Los Angeles.
All right.
Yes, he was. He played in Los Angeles when they were temporarily in actually Orange County.
Orange County. Okay, yeah. When they had the temporary moving. So, quarterback Phillip Rivers is coming out of retirement, signing with the Indianapolis Colts.
Which he played.
Was it his final season? Or did
2020 was his final season with
Right. And I remember because his last game, the Buffalo Bills, ended his season in the first round of the playoffs. And so he's coming back. He's 44 years old. He's a grandfather.
Just
do you know that?
Just turned 44. Yeah. He has one grandchild from his oldest son.
That's so cool. He's been coaching high school football.
In Alabama.
Yeah.
In Decatur. Oh, I know. Let me just say. I know everything. I actually know his wife.
Really?
So when they were in San Diego, his wife owns her own bathing suit line.
Okay.
And they had a storefront there in San Diego. So I got to know her assistant very well.
Do you know Phillip Rivers' wife's assistant is what you're...
No, I know.
So it sounds like you know Phillip Rivers' wife's assistant.
It's funny. People still, when anything happens with Phillip Rivers, my phone blows up.
Yeah.
Yesterday was out of control.
Yeah, I bet.
Like as if I'm just going to pick up the phone and be like, "Hey, Phil, what's going on?"
Yeah, what's
and I don't call Phil? Him Phil. I call him Philippe. Philippe Rios, because he's a San Diego.
Yeah,
man,
I guess you gotta. Aaron Rodgers currently is the oldest player. Is he younger than Phillip Rivers? How old is Aaron Rodgers?
How do I know? Okay, so Tom Brady is 2 years older than me. Aaron Rodgers is a year younger. Phillip is 2 years younger. Yeah, so Aaron Rodgers is 1 year older than Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
And we know how that's been going. So
he's 42. So
Aaron Rodgers is 42.
He's 42.
He looks like he's 87.
He does. But he's a wizened old veteran with the emphasis on whiz.
I think he's older than that, but that will make
Phillip Rivers the oldest player in the NFL.
He's actually older than the coaches for the Colts. That's what's great about it. But here's the thing. It's going to go one or two ways.
Yeah.
It's either going to be they managed to sneak in. I looked at the rest of Indianapolis's schedule.
Yeah.
It is kind of tough.
Yeah.
But they could do it and they can make it into the wild card.
Yeah.
Or it's going to go terribly Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers a la New York Jets.
Aaron Rodgers a la whatever's happening with the Steelers.
Well, they're doing well. They're at the top
Aaron's
of their division. Well, but
Aaron's
they're at the top of the division.
Yeah, no, this would be like game one, the Jets coming out with the flag and then rolls his ankle. But I don't know. You know, he's been coaching high school football. He's been staying active.
Phillip Rivers has been coaching. In fact, the reason they brought him back was they had he's been coaching the same offense as I don't know if that was on purpose. He's like, "Hey guys, if you need me."
It was his son's high school.
Yeah. He's coaching his kid's high school. Yeah. Running the same offense. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, Phillip Rivers is the quarterback. Phillip Rivers' kid is on the team, so of course. So I'm interested to see how this goes. By the way, George Blanda, the oldest to ever play in the NFL. Do you remember how old he was? Do you want to take a guess? George Blanda for the Raiders. I don't know if it was the Oakland Raiders the first time or the second time or the LA Raiders.
So.
Or the Vegas Raiders.
Let's see. He was the oldest of all time, even with Phillip coming back at 44.
He's the oldest of all time. George Blanda was the
47?
Oldest.
47?
Close.
Oh.
You're very close. If you guys want to try and take a shot at this, you can text in somebody that can tell me how old was George Blanda when he played for the Raiders, making him the oldest NFL player. You can text me, and I've got free lunch at Angelica's Mexican Grill for you. You can text in at 435-261-4540. And we're going to give away some free lunch from Angelica's. If you can tell me how old George Blanda was.
It's hard for me to see Philippe.
Philippe.
In a culture.
Rios. What did you call it?
Philippe Rios.
Rios. Okay.
When he wears the bolo tie. That's how he got the name. He wears a bolo tie.
He got the name of Philippe Rios?
Philippe Rios. Philippe in San Diego. Rios. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just hard to see him in a Colts jersey. I mean, I know he was
there. I can imagine that. I mean, I'm a huge Buffalo Bills fan. I would figure that would be the same if Josh Allen were to go somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
Especially in
another AFC team.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. If it was in another AFC team, that would be hard.
You know, it's, speaking of Josh Allen, shout out to the Central Valley, where I'm from.
Yeah.
But,
of California, right.
It is nice to have the true number 17 bat in the NFL.
I know you're a huge, I don't know how you've, and we talk about this a lot, how you are a San Diego Chargers fan and a Atlanta Braves fan, but the Chicago White Sox took home, they're going to draft first. They won the draft lottery last night. They're going to draft first coming up in July. The Bravos, I don't know how far down are they. Did you see how far down the list? They're not in the top, I think, six in the draft.
I think they're like 11.
It's funny. I feel like if you think of the four major sports as tires on your car, the driver's side front is the NFL for me, fully charged.
Okay.
And then over on the passenger front is the NHL for me. I'd say 75% full.
Okay.
The rear tires are Major League Baseball and the NBA. NBA is completely flat. Couldn't care less. I love college basketball, but they go to the NBA and nobody plays anymore.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the NBA.
I can't watch the NBA anymore. It's just nobody plays defense.
If the Clippers ever make it beyond the first round of the playoffs, I'm in, because I'm a Clippers fan.
Okay.
You know, being from California,
all right.
But they never get to that point. So, if I had to look at my car, it's going to be baseball, the driver tire, the front tire on the driver's side. It's going to be baseball. I am a diehard Braves fan.
All right.
The Bravos. How'd that happen? 1994, my very first baseball game against the Padres.
Got it.
In San Diego, and they were playing the Braves. And then when I saw a list and photos of the rest of the team, I was like, sold.
Yeah,
they were good looking. And I was a teenager.
That's all it took.
And I picked a great team because they won the World Series in 1995. Like, it was great. I'm like, sweet, I'm in. Football team, on the other hand, but they would be the passenger side. Actually, probably tied with hockey. I'm a huge Dallas Stars fan.
Yeah.
And I can't figure it out.
I don't know why all your teams are spread all over the globe.
Again, it has to do with who was on the team. In 1992, when the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, that Ducks movie came out, Mike Madonna had a cameo in the Mighty Ducks movie.
He's so handsome.
Thought he was handsome.
You're like the Laurel president falling in love with the missionary from Texas. That's what you're like.
Okay.
All right, KDXU News Time 9:27. McCray Hepler coming in a couple of minutes. By the way, George Blanda was 48 years old. I don't have any correct guesses. I got everybody all around 46, 47, 49. So we're coming back right here on KDXU. KDXU News Time is 9:31. Glad you're along, everybody. I'm Dale Desmond. All right, we've got in studio the man, the myth, the one and only McCray Hepler. McCray, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Doing good. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling good. We feeling good. And I've got this new show. You've come on.
Oh yeah.
Long time.
Got to give you a big welcome.
Thanks, man. we've been homies for a little while, and I came up to you a couple weeks ago. No, it was a couple weeks ago. It was like a year and a half ago. I think we were leaving. I think it was Rise last year.
Uh huh.
And I said, it was one of these meetings at the Dixie Center. I said, hey man, when are we going to get Winco in Southern Utah. And you said, I can't say anything, but you're going to be happy soon. You're going to be happy soon. And so you come on here on Wednesdays. You've been coming on with Andy, and this is incredible. You do Wednesday. You do a Wednesday video, and it's like the thing you probably have. Did you ever envision that your videos would turn into kind of what they are now?
No, I never did. Actually, I just thought that I did my videos for the real estate community.
Yeah,
just as a way to stay in front of them, a way to give them resourceful information. And that's all I was fine with. Like, I remember people saying that, you know, hey, your videos are so good. Like, why do you only have like 200 views on it? I'm like, I don't know. I don't pay for ads and I don't really care. As long as the right people are watching it, that's all that matters.
I guess
that was a good foundation.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of just stuck with that. And I still, you know, it's cool. The views are cool. It's a good metric to know that, you know, people are actually liking and.
Yeah.
Do, you know, wanting to follow, but really, I never thought I would get to this point. No,
it's
fun.
Yeah, it is. And you do all your own editing? Do you have somebody do it for you? You have a guy.
Absolutely not.
I've got a guy.
I have no strength there. So I've had the same guy from the beginning,
okay.
Gayden Kelsch with Vision Impact Productions.
All right,
he is the man. The first couple of years, I flew the drone just because it was fun and I had the time and. We were only doing a video like once every couple months. And then when COVID hit and all the real estate brokerages shut down, that's when I had to figure out a way to keep staying in front of people.
Yeah.
And so I just doubled down on the videos and we went to weekly and we're still doing weekly. I did miss last week with Thanksgiving, but I think I've missed like three times this year. But I linked up with him 7 years ago and, we're still rocking.
It's amazing to me that you have that much content, right? I mean, imagine living in a town where, you know, the building industry is not the, you know, supercharged hot rod that it is in Southern Utah. Imagine like, I'm going to have to start doing like taco reviews or something.
I know. It's true. And even when I started with a newsletter that I would email out once a month and then it went to the videos. But I remember in my newsletter, I was like, you know what? If I run out of content one day, it's fine. I'll just figure out a way to pivot.
Yeah.
And that was 9 years ago. And the content continues to build to the point where it's harder for me to actually keep up.
Really?
Just because.
Yeah. I mean, because it's the other way now. It's not like you have, God, I'm scratching to find something.
Right.
It's like I can only make it. I mean, you try to make these videos how long?
They're usually about 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
Sometimes a little shorter. It just depends on the area.
Because you could do 15 minutes.
But then
videos.
For sure.
And go.
Yeah. Per video, I also, every area, some of the areas I'm there every couple months. Some of the areas like Springdale that we'll talk about today, I'm there once a year. Kind of just depends on the movement
the
in
need,
the area.
Right?
But then I have a hard time. And then it's just a matter of figuring out when I'm going to be in each area. So it's, some strategy behind it for sure, and just keeping up with everything going on. It's crazy.
He's McCray Hepler in a studio today, Eagle Gate title. And also, I mean, what do you call the video series?
What's happening in Southern Utah.
What's happening in Southern Utah. Yeah. Okay. If you have any questions for McCray, you can text us. The new text line, 435-261-4540. Andy would give out his own cell phone number. Like, he just gave out his cell phone number on the radio. Like, yeah, just text me. I'm like, dude, this is not 1980.
That
like,
is
you,
awesome.
You, I mean, plus I have a 208 number still because I did morning radio in Idaho for a long time. I've been here in St. George for about 8 years or so. And everybody knows my 208 number, so I don't change it, but
for sure.
But you guys can text in if you have any questions for McCray. For phone number again, that new text line 435-261-4540. The new video, you put it out today already. What are we looking at for this time?
Yeah,
around?
Springdale.
Okay,
love Springdale, and it's having a glow up over the last couple of years.
Okay.
There's a lot of the older properties that are being renovated that are. Turning into, they're converting into whether it's Marriott or Hyatt or different flagship brands, or they're still independent and they're just renovating and making them better. And the cool thing is they're still the same charming, smaller resorts that are still fit the whole vibe of Springdale. It's just that they're getting getting better. They're getting improved rooms, getting improved spas. And so there's a lot of that going on, along with a lot of new restaurants.
So what are we talking about? Highlight some of these in particular.
Yeah.
We'll start
with the food. The food, that's my thing.
That's my jam.
My jam is food.
Yeah, so, I do it every day.
And while I was up there, I got to try the Onyx Wood Fire Pizza,
okay,
which just opened earlier this year. Not only cool, I love restaurants that have really good food, but also like a really good vibe.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I was shocked because it's in like an older house. And so it's really cool because it just kind of fits the area. But then you walk in and it's like they completely redid that whole inside. And the whole vibe is just really cool. The pizza's wood fire pizza that I love pizza anyway. But then they got all different types of breads and salads and sandwiches and really good place. And in the same building, they have, it's called Free Wheels. It's an e-bike rental, shop. And they're married. Like, they're kind of coexisting there. They have a window, actually, that I guess we can talk about because it's a local.
Yeah.
For locals, the local thing is you can actually go to the window in the bike shop and order and get your food like through
what?
The window, kind of like a back door.
Yeah,
type
it's like
thing.
it's like a speakeasy kind of.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah. And so, but the bike rental shop is cool too because they have some VR sets.
Yeah, okay.
And you put the VR on and it's in your, they've got footage of Angel's Landing and like all the big hikes.
Are you like riding a bike out
like
there? Or
either walking or riding a bike. Okay. Yeah. It's, well, riding a bike, not on Angel's Landing, but on some of the bike
awesome.
Trails. Yeah. Would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
And so, really cool spot. Really, really cool spot.
I love that.
And then the other one that I went to was Le Macaron.
Okay,
which is a French pastry shop that has macarons, beignets, gelato. They've got coffee. Really cool little spot. That's closer to the entrance of the park. Onyx is more toward the front of Springdale. Le Macaron is at the back. A couple other good additions are Iceberg. Iceberg Drive-In is going in up there.
Oh, shoot. There we go.
Bon Rue is actually, they shut down their current location up there. They're going to be moving.
In Springdale.
In Springdale. They're going to be moving just down the street. Unknown location yet. And then Flanagan's, which the Spotted Dog has been there a long time. One of my favorite restaurants. And they're not renovating the restaurant just yet, but it's in their plan. But right now, Flanagan's, which has stayed independent, they're totally transforming their property. It's one of the oldest properties in Springdale. And they are just finishing the next six. They've renovated 12 rooms. Incredible improvements. And so those are finishing up this week. And then they're working on a new resort. A new spa.
Okay.
They currently have a spa that's just underneath their front desk, like check-in area. But it's a new spa open up this summer or this spring. And then from there, they're going to work on some other improvements like the restaurant, which if you haven't been to the Spotted Dog,
you got to go.
Amazing.
You got to do it.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. In Springdale. He's McCray Hepler in studio with his new video out today highlighting Springdale. How often do you get people coming to you and saying, hey, come highlight my business? And they've been around for like 500 years. And you're like, well, this is.
I know it's tough. I have to. It's hard because, but I've created this box of kind of what I do, and it's new business, new development in Southern Utah, and that helps me say no.
Yeah, gives you barriers.
I'm not a no guy. I'm a yes guy.
Okay.
I hate saying no. I feel bad, especially if I'm like, if it's like I'm saying no to some and yes to others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got to have a reason.
Yeah.
And so.
You need a manager. You need like an insulator.
Yeah.
You can be the rock star. You need like a tour manager. I see this in music a lot. I see a lot of with artists. They'll be like, hey, man, what's up? Yeah, we'd love to come play this show. And the tour manager's like, not a chance. Zero chance. And they can be the good cop, bad cop.
Right, yeah.
So you need some manager.
But I do want to support those businesses that have been here a long time. And the cool thing is a lot of those ones are actually renovating or they're expanding or they're, like, there's actually one on Sunset called Thai Kitchen Express.
Yeah.
And Goat Haircuts was right next to it.
Right.
Goat Haircuts went out and they just expanded. And so I'm able to that to me is new.
It's like a ribbon cutting with the chamber, you know, if it's like a reopening or a, you know, new management or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. So there's ways to do it. And then if not, there's ways that I can still promote them on my socials, just not in a produced video.
Right. It's more of a peripheral, like, hey, you know, right next door to the guys that have been around here forever. Here's a new place.
Yeah.
I like
right.
it. I like it. We'll take a quick break. 9:42 here. We got McCray Hepler. On the backside, I got a text for you. Somebody looking for some info on SR18 near the Ledges. Some things happening up there. Yeah. So we'll talk more about that with McCray Hepler on the backside of the break. Stick around. KDXU News Time is 9:42. Kiss me. Hey, everybody, it's Dale Desmond, the new show, which is yet untitled. You heard it on the way in. I came up with this in the middle of the night. Southern U Talk.
I dig it.
You like it?
I do.
All right. Yeah. McCray Hepler approved.
Southern U Talk.
Southern U Talk. He likes it a lot. All right. That's a lot of wet. That's a big endorsement for you, pal. I appreciate that. Isn't that funny? Like the weird stuff you come up with in the middle of the night.
It's happened to me a lot.
A lot of I would have a notebook next to my bed back in the day when I would be like, what am I? Why is this popping into my head? I came up with a promotion once, and we ran it. It's still going at my old radio station in Montana.
Really?
To this day, they do it every single.
That's awesome.
Spring, you know, whenever they go through their ratings period. It was just a cash giveaway, and it came to me in the middle of the night. I didn't sleep that night after that, but
it was one of those
fun things. McCray Hepler, Eagle Gate title in studio. The new video came out today talking about Springdale. I got a text, and you guys, by the way, you can text. The new text line is 435-261-4540. 435-261-4540. Got a text that says, can McCray do a video about the development going on just south of the Ledges, right off Highway 18? Or can you tell us what's going on? The neighbors said there's going to be some commercial development, maybe some homes. We need to know what's going on.
It is mixed. It's a mixed use, mixed commercial and residential development.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of details on it just yet because it's still early. But it is a big, big development. I think the acreage is a couple hundred acres.
Are we talking Walmart size? Are we talking, I mean...
As far as commercial, I don't know the specifics. I don't know the specifics on what commercial is going to go there. I don't know if they're what type of anchor it'll be. They haven't announced, released really anything on it yet.
Okay.
Other than I do know that it is going to be a mix of services like that. You know, like... potentially all your daily service type commercial.
And I'm not saying this is happening, but I'm just kind of putting a label or putting in the ballpark, something like Lynn's or Harmon's up there.
That I don't know.
I mean, okay.
I don't know if there's a grocery planned yet or not.
Put a Maverick in, man. That solves everything.
Seriously, yeah.
And if Maverick, by the way, I don't know what poll you have, but if you could get Maverick to make pizza till like midnight, God, that would be great. I can't tell you.
Their pizza is so good.
So good,
I had a chicken bacon ranch slice
every time. Every time it's available.
So good.
I don't know what it is they put in that thing, but that chicken bacon ranch pizza.
Maverick does it right.
So good.
A lot of their food.
It's pretty incredible. I just wish that they would make pizza till like, you know, even 10 o'clock. Give me a 10 o'clock slice of pizza, man.
That would be good. But yeah, so I don't have a ton of info other than I know it's commercial. I know it's residential. And once they do release information and have stuff available, I will for sure get up there for a video.
Okay. And I've always wondered this, and maybe people ask you all the time, and you're like sick of answering it. But how do you dig up the information about stuff that's coming? Is it on public record? You just have to know where to go look. And if you don't want to tell us, then you're like, well, I don't want to tell you because then you're
it's not a secret to my success, man. It's not a secret. It's just talking to people. It's just whether it's the developer themselves or the contractor that's working on a building or. It's the commercial broker that is leasing the property or has the property, is representing the property owner in some way. Or it's also city officials, it's county officials, people reach out to me now if it's like a business they're opening. A lot of the small business people just reach out to me before I reach out to them.
And that must make it nice where you don't have to do a lot of the digging up anymore, right? People will mostly come to you.
Mostly now it's just keeping it organized and keeping it in my wheelhouse, because now I am getting a lot of people that just reach out to me. But on bigger projects like that, I just go to the county records and see who owns the property and kind of go from there.
Go from there, yeah.
Because generally, it's a small town still. I know people think this place has gotten big, and I'm from here, born and raised.
Yeah.
I grew up on the other side of this hill. My parents still live there.
What road? What street?
907 West, 730 North Circle.
730, okay.
Which is just go up, down the back side of the hill, and just turn right there, and it's right in that cul-de-sac.
Man, you are just a 9-iron or what?
Yeah, right over the hill. Yeah, probably
a sand wedge.
Yeah,
your sand wedge over. Probably wop it up and over.
But it's still a small town, and as far as like commercial development, it's still a pretty small group of people. So I can usually find out pretty quick.
Yeah. Do you find that? Have you considered like hiring somebody to organize it? Or are you doing it all yourself?
I have an assistant that helps me.
Okay, good.
That keeps me on track. I sometimes have a hard time. I should probably delegate more, but I, for some reason, I don't know, it's hard for me.
It's super hard.
She does a lot. She's kind of like my assistant, both with the videos and like, she's actually the first one that I've had post the videos. For some reason, I've just always
you have to give up your Facebook Facebook password to your assistant.
I just wanted to make sure when it was posted it was posted that it went out correctly, and for the longest time I just wanted to do it myself, as of a few months ago, she does it now, and it just happened this morning, and
all good. I like it.
She helps me a lot.
He's McCray Hepler, Eagle Gate title. The new video's out today. What's happening in Southern Utah?
On all the socials, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, it's all just my name, McCray Hepler.
Yeah.
But the series is called What's Happening in Southern Utah.
A couple weeks ago, we were driving around. My kids were in the car with me, and I don't even know where it was, but they said, what's happening right here? And I texted you, and I said, let me ask McCray. And they're like, you know McCray Hepler? And my kids, it's funny.
Which is also funny.
It's so funny, right? Yeah. I know. You get recognized in the store all the time. And, I grew up doing radio. I spent, 30 years doing radio, most of which was in the country music industry. And so I've met a lot of the artists as they've come up through the ranks. Mm-hmm. And, I knew all these guys when they were nobodies. And you get to know them, get to be buddies with them, and you see them turn into superstars. And, several of them, you've got their phone number from back in the day. And my kids, would be, hey, Dad, who's, and they'll be looking at me like, why do you have Rodney Adkins' phone number? Why do you have Jason Aldean's phone number, Dad? I have Taylor Swift's old phone number
That's a real big one.
But you would think that my kids would at some point go, okay, McCray Hepler, so what? I mean, he's not Jason Aldean. But they're still like, McCray Hepler, because they see the videos, and I'm like, it's cool. But just being able to reach out, do you find that, does it ever get annoying? Because there's times where I've texted you late, dude.
I don't.
Sorry. Or you get back to me late, and it's not annoying? Does it ever get annoying?
No, I don't mind it. I do need probably a different, so they don't all come to my phone, because... But it just depends on the day and the week. Sometimes it's...
Does your wife ever get annoyed? That's really the question, really.
She sometimes does. But it's usually just when there's a big rumor circling, then I'm just getting blown up. Rumor of Sam's Club right now is I'm getting...
And that's not a rumor. That's official.
It's not official yet.
It's not official yet.
No. They're exploring for sure, okay. But it's not a signed deal yet. And so, but right now, I have a text currently from someone. Hey, what's up with the Sam's Club?
Okay.
Is it hard? And also Trader Joe's. Hey, when's Trader Joe's coming?
Yeah. Is it hard? Because I know there's times where, in fact, you and I ran into this when I asked you about Winco that time. Is it hard when you have embargoed information to just bite your tongue?
It's hard. I mean, I wouldn't say it's hard, mostly because I don't I don't need to be the one.
Okay.
To,
yeah. You, like, right. You don't get that validation. Or, right.
Like, I don't, if the timing works out that I end up being like the one that first puts it out, that's totally fine. But I'm not like chasing that. So for me, I know how much it means to the developers and all these people, the cities and everyone working on these big projects. Timing is so crucial, and I never want to be the one to put out information prior to when it's supposed to go out. And so that keeps me, that's like the first important
motivation
thing in my head.
Yeah.
And the motivation of like, I can't say anything until I am absolutely given the green light.
Yeah.
And that's actually helped over the years as I have earned the trust of some different people around the community that, that know that I'm not gonna go put it out there
for sure.
Early.
Yeah.
And also they respect it and they say, hey, when the time does come, like we'll let you know.
Have you ever accidentally leaked something that was they're like, gosh, I wish you hadn't said that, or one side, like the developer was like, yes, go with it, and the realtor's like, no, don't? Or
no, there was one, I can't remember, it's been 5 or 6 years, but I remember I put out a video and I had to immediately take it down and like crop it out. It's been a long time, but it was mostly I didn't word it correctly, but it wasn't like some big announcement that was, I've actually never had that happen, which is I think why I have the respect that I do, because I don't do that.
When's the last selfie you took with a stranger?
Like a week or two ago.
All right. Have you signed any babies yet? Have you signed any autographs?
No autographs. No,
see, back in the day, it was autographs. Now it's selfies, right? Selfies are equivalent to autographs.
Yeah.
And so
it happens every once in a while.
When I was in a, you know, back in the day when I was, you know, big in a small town in Washington State, people would come up to me all the time and we'd be chatting like we were homies. And my wife would be like, who was that? And I'd be like, I don't know. Are you just talking to strangers? Yeah, they just heard me on the radio. They know who I am. So why she hated it. She hates. She's a very private person. So
that's our same dynamic.
Yeah, so, she's very private.
We go out in public and she's like,
we can't even walk through Walmart. We can't even get through the store without you taking selfies with strangers.
Yeah,
it's
fun though. Hey. I love friendships. I love people. And it's fun.
All right. Like, well, when you run for mayor, make sure you announce it here on my show, Southern
that's
Utah.
Not happening.
You heard it here first. By the way, one more. We have a couple more minutes here. Do you know what's going in at Premier Car and Truck on the Boulevard?
Yes, that's the big First West. I don't know what the official name is yet. It might actually even end up being First West, but it's a big project that's going to entail where the car lot was, along with the empty lot right next to Ancestor Square. And it's going to be a mix of a hotel, condos with a bunch of restaurants and office meeting space. And so that one, I did see that they were tearing that one down, and it just got approved through the city last week. And that's going to be a huge, that the idea with that one is to bring more downtown to downtown.
More vibe.
More just getting people downtown is so crucial.
Do you ever get people mad at you? People that are anti-growth they're like, stop doing it. It's like, I'm not doing it. I'm just reporting it. Don't shoot the messenger.
Well, and most of the time they're not shooting the messenger. They're just, most of the time they're just commenting on my page. Like, being anti the growth, but they're not necessarily like coming at me.
Okay, good.
Every once in a while it happens, but not typically.
Yeah.
And it really just depends on if I respond and then we kind of get into it. Sometimes it happens. There's a few people on there that like to do that, but for the most part, and I get why I understand growth has pros and cons for sure. And so I really try to just be reasonable, respectful, and try to have like, just banter, but like good banter, you know. And
do you get people coming at you to pay you to endorse different things?
Yeah, I've had some offers.
It's an NIL type.
No, mostly to just like sponsor the videos. But I've never wanted to do sponsorship.
It's not where you wanted to go with it,
because I don't want it to be produced like that. But I actually am creating this affiliate link right now.
Okay.
that I'm not a DIYer at my house. Like, I have professionals that
my bug spray,
yeah, my window cleaning and whatnot. So I'm actually creating a link where people are going to be able to get discounts through that link.
Okay.
And if they sign up through me. And so it'll be a way to, kind of have some type of branded deals, I guess, but in a way that will benefit my viewers and also benefit these small home service businesses.
Right. And they're vendors that you approve, that that you're essentially endorsing.
Yeah.
Just about 30 more seconds here. Chad from Kentucky said that McCray Hepler is the Adam Schefter of Southern Utah.
That's the biggest compliment ever. I'm a
huge sports fan.
What's funny, if you're listening still, I love Adam Schefter, but my real, real guy was Wojnarowski.
Okay, yeah.
And he's since retired in the NBA, but my Mac bomb, hashtag Mac bomb, that's on my post is in reference to the Woj bomb.
All right.
But yes, Adam Schefter as well. I will take that all day long.
Awesome.
Go Pack, go.
And go Bills, baby. McCray Hepler, everybody.